Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Learning every time, John.
And we're here with, still with Dennis Collins, who is really putting it in a nutshell. He, and anybody listening who doesn't feel this way, you're brain dead, is an inspiration. Honestly, I mean it very sincerely. I'm not blowing smoke. You know, it just, you know, what you've been through, but here you are. And you're having a nice conversation. You know, there's people.
I'm enjoying it.
Right, there's so many people around with so much
less
happening.
I'm a little worried now. He's liable to become a regular.
Now we want to be a co-host. Is Otto coming this week?
You're talking about co-hosts.
And we have Shari Batone with us, who is the mobility manager for seniors for Project Independence, and has been doing it for 6 years, and really excellent. I mean, there's no question about it. All I hear is great things about Shari when people are looking for some advice, and like she's given to Dennis right now. So I'm backing out, and you guys can continue.
All right, go ahead.
So yeah.
Tell me more.
Okay. We
on the break, though. On the break, you were just saying the difference between what Dennis needs as a car versus what our seniors need.
Right. So as a passenger in the car, there are certain things that make it necessary to be able to get in. And what I was sharing is that seniors that participate with our taxi program need to sometimes tell in the reservation up front, you know, what their needs are. They need to state that. Maybe they need to sit in the front seat because the door entry is bigger. Getting into a back seat is very difficult for many people, especially if you have you're recovering from knee surgery or hip and you can't bend so easily or move. And we were also talking before the break about adaptive devices and be able to pull your leg up and around. Then I found out that Dennis actually has the opposite of what many of our seniors need. Many of our seniors cannot get into a van because they're not able to climb for a variety of reasons. But Dennis's issue is actually he needs a higher seat to be able to get in. He can't manage the lower seat. So it's interesting. So that if you are taking a vehicle other than your own, you probably would have to ask in advance for that kind of special arrangement to have an easier time. But there are also things you can do built into a car that help you. So, for example, in the case of a lower car that's more difficult, you do have a little handle right on the ceiling inside. It's not just to hang the dry cleaning on. Okay? Now, I'm not sure what amount of weight it holds, and you look to be
holds
like
me
a tall
when
guy.
I pull into a car sometime.
Good. Thank
I swear to
you.
God, you get, you
I
know.
Mean, because when I try it, it works for me.
Yeah.
I use it to steady myself when it could be black ice outside. Before I step out, and when I get in, because once you lift one foot off the ground, the other one can go out from under you. So what I suggest is when you're getting in a lower car, use that until you can get some of these other devices that we'll talk about, because that's already built into your car. You're probably already trying to manage the open car door that moves, you know, either the handle on the door or the door frame itself, but you might want to find that little handle as a useful gadget.
You know, you just said find the handle, because the handle's not always in the same place. Mm-hmm. Like some cars have it on the whatever you call the windshield frame.
Mm.
The
oh,
handle
right.
is
right.
on
That's
there
really
as opposed to overhead.
Right.
And I think there'd be always, it should be standard, frankly, mm-hmm. that it's always overhead.
Right.
Because it makes more sense.
Mm. But once you find it in your car, you know
cars.
Where it is.
Yeah, you get used to where it is once you find it.
Yeah, but if you're in a new car, yes, absolutely. So there's another little gadget or gizmo that there's some kind of brand name out there called a handy bar. But you could maybe Google it or find it in an auto parts store, or Bed Bath & Beyond has some of these items. But Googling, you can find everything on Amazon now. But basically, it assists somebody to get in and out of the vehicle. Imagine it's almost like a grip handle with a little metal that looks like a key. And it fits into the door jamb loop. And you just rest it there. And it's real fast. You put it in, and you're going to be able to bear weight to hold up yourself to get in and out. That people find very helpful. And then, of course, you take it off before you shut the door.
Right, right.
You know, it'll probably break your door if you leave it in by accident. And some other things that might be helpful, if somebody has joint stress in their hands, there's things that can help get the key in, or can more easily remove your that tight gas cap. People who have difficulty reaching, there's devices that hook onto your seatbelt, so that corner pull, you know, going across your shoulder and pulling across, that's hard for some people. Some people who are shorter or the seat of the car is not suitable to help them see over their dashboard. A lot of people don't know how high that seat can go. So I would suggest when you go back to your car, because you said it sits a little low for you, is to raise it up. You might have a button or a pump or something. Raise it up as much as possible. But if you do that, make sure you bend your head so you don't hit your noggin getting in. You might find that the lower car, suddenly those extra inches just make the world of difference in being able to use a car or not. And then in terms of being able to turn, some people have difficulty once they've backed their derriere in the car, you know, getting turning. There's a seat swivel, kind of like, you know, a swivel that you put on the table for your condiments.
Sure, yes.
Okay, but
okay.
It's made for your derriere in the car.
Okay.
So you sit on it and you're able to swivel your legs around to the front.
Very good.
So you could look out for some of these devices. And of course, if one goes to a car fit event, they will actually observe or talk to you about your ability to get in and out and what your difficulties are. If you come along as a passenger, all are discussed with anybody in the car. So you might find that very helpful. Again, you can call.
I want to jump in here one thing. One is, it's another compliment to Shari, and I'm not trying to overkill this, but also it's a compliment to how society is waking up and respecting seniors. Now, this could be also for a handicapped person who could be 25 years old. But on balance, probably, I'm making up a number, 75 or 80% of the people who need this are seniors.
It was developed for seniors.
Okay, it was developed for seniors. And they didn't pay attention to that years ago. You got old and it's like, okay, forget about it. Who really cares? Yeah. It's like, guess what? You have a life. And you are proving it. You know, just age has nothing to do with it. If this happened to you when you were 40, you'd still be doing the same thing. Yeah. I mean, you'd probably still be working.
For sure.
You know, and that's the difference. I mean, it's tremendous. Mm-hmm. But these things that you're talking about are just great.
Right. They're very helpful.
You know, I one little small thing as an example. I think I drove for years with my mirrors the wrong way. And that, to me, was a big deal. To find the fact that I had my mirrors set wrong.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
It used to be they recommended, and I remember when I learned to drive, that you should fix your mirrors on the sides to see a little bit of your own car. They thought that would give you perspective somehow. AAA changed that since then and now recommends that you adjust the mirrors just past the point of seeing your own car, because that would allow you to see what's in the lane next to you, and that's the whole point. Nothing replaces turning your head and looking. There may always be a split second that maybe you missed it in the mirror and then you decided to move over, or you were looking the other way and then you move, you know, so whatever it is, look for pedestrian always, and then, you know, the mirrors are there to help, but they're not. They don't replace turning your head. So
now, new cars, though, have the blind spot thing, which I'm not familiar with because my car is not new enough.
I have that now.
Yeah. It beeps or lights up to indicate that there's something next to you. Whenever you put your signal on, but if you don't put your signal on, you don't get that little indicator. Because the signal tells the car, you're about to move, I better tell you if there's something next to you. Okay, so either to the right or to the left, if you put your signal on, it'll start going, womp, womp, make little noises.
But taking that one step further, if you don't put your signal on, it tries to keep you in your lane. My car keeps me in the white. And Peter has driven my car.
You can't.
And he lets go of the wheel, and it'll turn on its own. It follows in between the white.
Oh, that's incredible.
And therefore, if you try to get over, you feel it, the wheel pulling back. If you signal, you go across. And I'm not kidding you. And it's a Hyundai. So we're not talking about, you know, the fanciest car in the world. It's a good car. But that's the newer one. That it has, if you try to cross the line, it actually, without the signal, you're fighting the wheel.
There are some people.
You have to have that probably.
There are people with handicaps that are looking forward to the day where the cars are driverless.
Yeah.
However, we're not there yet for a whole bunch of reasons. A human looking right and left for pedestrians is just one of them. You know, nothing replaces the ability to see and adapt and react. And I don't think technology
and this is
there yet.
That's makes you lazy, like just like the spell check makes everything's making us lazier and lazier with
you know,
computers.
But that's an interesting subject by itself is self-driving cars, which we're not going to be able to cover here. Mm-hmm. But I just wonder mentally how people are, who are now aggressive drivers, who tailgate, who speed, who don't observe traffic signals or whatever, which there are a lot of out there right now, how are they going to react when all of a sudden they're in a car that they have no control over, and the car, as I understand it, would go the speed limit only and would not tailgate, and these people are going to go nuts. They're going to have a big problem. Mental, there would have to be all kinds of
I suppose you could turn
going.
It off, I'm guessing.
Well,
that would defeat the whole thing.
No, I know, but I believe.
I don't know. Can it be an option if half the people are driving driverless cars and the other half are driving?
Well, it has to be because not everybody's going to buy a car at the same time, so it's going to be an evolution.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, my daughter just got a car because she has these newer, she had a newer car. This is the first one I've gotten. My car was 10 years old, and my wife, if she's listening, destroyed it in a car accident. And so we had to get another car. So, you know, it was a Hyundai. We bought another one. And so it has all the bells and whistles, or I wouldn't get the bells and whistles. You know, so therefore, at a certain point in time, 10 years from now, it'll all be new. But right now, we have cars on the road that are 2014. Mine was a 2008. There was nothing wrong with it, and I only had 100,000 miles, so I'd still be using it.
Now, Sherry's going to have a whole new car fit thing based on the electronics that goes on in cars.
Well, actually, as we encounter somebody in a car fit, it is discussed what their car has or does not have. But we're not checking somebody's ability to drive in a car fit situation. We might check that they know where their emergency hazard lights are, or that their lights are, you know, the brake lights are both working. Sometimes we find that someone's light is out or a signal isn't working properly. But beyond that, we're not, you know, we might say, can we refer to your manual if they have a question? You know, how do I get my lights on or off, or people blink me at night? I don't know if my brights are on. So we help them pull out the manual. Everybody seems to keep that manual in the glove compartment, which is great.
Yeah, but
so,
the manual is about 200 pages now. It's
ridiculous.
Yeah, but there's a table of contents, so it's possible.
You know, we're going into another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.